is God?
Who is God?
Dad, Mom says I came from an ape.
What? Is God real?
When did creation begin?
Think about everything.
And if you still don't have the answer?
Let's talk about it.
Active FM, let's talk with your man, Luando. Yeah. I am here, even though Musa is not here, but Luando is here, and Musa will give you a reason why he didn't come. He just said, you know, I'm not feeling well. So we want to know, what does it mean that it is not feeling well? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm so well, I'm so excited about what I'm going to be talking about, because it's very, very, very interesting, and he has to listen to this show. So this is our show. Let's talk. We talk about things that matter. We talk about things that encourage people. Biblical facts. Yes, right here in our show. Let's talk. And we believe that I myself, because Musa is not here right now, I'm going to encourage you, and I'm going to touch a specific verse that will actually speak to your life. And let me introduce the topic of our show. It's called self-mining. You know, when you come with all the bulldozers and you just start scraping yourself, making the pit to grab the gold out of yourself. That's what we're going to be talking about. So it might sound scary, but it's very, very interesting. Self-mining. Have you ever been in a situation in your life where you rejected the gold within you? Because you saw something outside and you believe that it's going to make you cool. That's what we're talking about. Because most of the times, we saw after we are charmed by gifts, things that can make us famous and make us accepted. But all along, you're leaving behind a certain gift because you're not exposed to it. Or because you don't know what it is capable of. You don't know that it's capable of changing the whole society. You don't know that it's capable of what? Of creating a proper, nice, incredible, fantastic legacy for yourself that even in 500 years to come, people will still be talking about you. Why? Because we chasing after things that are outside ourselves. You know what I'm saying? All along, you're rejecting the gold that is within you. So that's why we have called this topic, you know, self-mining, because it's very, very interesting. There are talents that we have within ourselves, but we're rejecting them because we're chasing after wind. You know, we're chasing after, we don't even know that when you're famous, you're going to be happy. You know, we don't know if even know that you're going to be famous with one song and then that's all. You'll never be famous again. You know what I'm saying? But there's just something incredible within you that you're rejecting, that I'm rejecting. So I hope already now you understand. I'm going to be reading now the scripture and reading from the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. It says, your beauty. So Peter here is addressing the husband and the wife. And he's starting with the wives, and he says, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self. Interesting. This is incredible. Listen to that. It should be that of your inner self. The unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. I love it. I love this. I love this. Have you ever thought that within you, it can be so beautiful and so quiet and be so peaceful that you can just enjoy living in you? Have you ever thought about that? Think about it. Have you ever thought about just living in you and enjoying the beauty within you? And I feel like Paul himself in the book of Ephesians, he speaks about the fact that, you know, being strengthened in the inner man. You see what I'm saying? And most of us, to be honest, we have never in our lives even started living within ourselves. We're always out there. You know, we're always trying to achieve something that we have seen out there. I love, because in the previous shows that we did, we actually spoke about the self within map. You know, what's the destiny for your heart? What are the goals for your heart? What are the goals for your thinking? You know what I'm saying? So the question is, in fact, it's not even a question. If you use someone that when you're alone, you get bored, there's something wrong with you. You know, there's so much that's missing in you. The reason why you're doing that is because you cannot settle within and enjoy the beauty that, you know, you have in the Lord, that the Holy Spirit is able to give you. You see what I'm saying? And think about the fact that the Holy Spirit can actually live in you. Obviously, Paul now is addressing a Christian women, believers. You know what I'm saying? And what does that mean? That means if you don't have Jesus, you're actually missing the beautiful life that you can have just flowing within you. And a quiet place. You know, one of the things I've noticed is that even when we're sleeping, one place most of the time that doesn't find the rest, it's our mind. Most of the times when we're quiet, we're just thinking. People may think you're quiet, but in your mind, yo, these thoughts that you have, you're beefing with someone. You know what I'm saying? You're actually watching movies in your mind because you're thinking about killing someone. This person did this. You're angry. You have unforgiveness. You're thinking that tomorrow, you know, you're stressing all such things. And I love when Jacob is going to his uncle's place running from his brother, and it became dark while he was on the way. And the Bible says, I love this thing. The Bible says he rested and he put his head on a rock. I love that. I love that. And when he did that, you know what happened? He had a dream. That rock represented Jesus. What does that mean? That means the moment he sectioned his head on the rock, there was a head rest. He had a head rest. Mind rest. Only in Christ. Only in Christ our souls, our minds can find rest. You know, most of the times we're always stressing. It's like there's just hell within ourselves. Within ourselves. So, one of the things I've been looking at, specific with things that we create. Have you ever thought of how a car functions? A car functions, it can go anywhere, you know, it performs, but there has to be someone. So a car itself has an exterior design, but at the same time, it has the interior design. But at the same time, when you go now into the different parts of the car, now you have like the skeleton of the car, the engine, you know, and you have someone in the car that controls the car. But that actually is a picture of how as people we function. This is interesting. It's a picture of how we function, you know. And now think about this. You can think. Your mind is like your engine. You know what I'm saying? You have blood flowing within you like a car has what? Gasoline. So all I'm saying is that, but the question now that remains is that there's someone who's controlling the car. Interesting. If someone is drunk, because I feel like the devil is drunk and is controlling us, is driving us and is crashing us. So bad. Because if someone is controlling the car and that person is drunk, that car is going to crash. They're going to hit potholes and stuff like that. And a car becomes so old just in a short time. And some of us, we have actually become so old. We have become so tired in a short time. We're not enjoying ourselves because the enemy is controlling us. Because anger is controlling us. And the most important thing now, is that we gotta change the person who is in our mind, who is on the steering in our lives. And that can only happen when we do what? When we trust God, when we believe in Jesus. And I'm still painting the picture that I started painting. Have you ever thought about a PC? How a PC functions? You know, a PC itself has a hardware part and a software part. Have you ever thought about your physical body, but at the same time having your brain, having your mind? You know what I'm saying? Having your thoughts that you cannot even touch, because your mind is actually like your brain, and whatever that's taking place, the reactions in your mind that are taking place, it's like the software. But what I'm saying is, even when you look at the PC, you still have a picture of who we are. And what I'm getting is that, look at the rockets, look at the robots, look at most of the things that we do. Look at the houses, like your steel cage structure, how a house has a steel cage structure, a skeleton. But at the same time, we look at the walls, like with the bricks and all the covering, as what? As the skin. So everything that we do, most of the times, the robots, the robot part, and you have the AI part, the artificial intelligence, but it all assimilates who we are. Everything that we do, it always copies who we are. We always do things out of who we are, out of how we function as people. We always make things. We always solve problems based on how we function. That people now will start, you know, studying the whole nervous system, how it functions and all that. And we apply that now into our physical world to solve problems, to become rich. Have you ever thought about it? Now, just looking at that, it's so amazing that most of the things that are out there that we're using, they're actually inspired by what we have within us, by how we function within us. You see what I'm saying? And I believe that there's actually more. I believe that there's just more than the function of our nervous system, more than the function of our brains, more than the function of our cells and everything that the elements that we have within ourselves. So I believe that there's actually even more. But the problem is that we're rejecting. There's a reason why we have all these things. There's a reason why. And I believe the creator, which is God, he gives us the reason. But the problem is that we're not searching for God. Why? Because we're rejecting ourselves. We think that there's so much greater out of ourselves than what is in our lives. And I believe that if you have Jesus, you're not going to be exposed to what God has for you. You're not going to be exposed to the gift that God has given you. And with Jesus himself, there's something that you can mine out of yourself. If you know that the biggest or the deepest mine in the whole world is actually where I am, in South Africa, in Johannesburg. Right now, I am in Johannesburg, in Gauteng. In fact, let me say, in Gauteng, a province, one of the provinces in South Africa. It's called Mponeng. Yeah, in Johannesburg, that's where we are. And as I said, that most of the times we really don't like the process. When you go down to the ground and you're looking for gold, there's a process. There's a process. There are rocks that need to be, you know, bombed out. You have to go even much deeper. It becomes more dark. It becomes more scary because you're no more close to the norm. You know what I'm saying? Where everyone is operating. And that's what it takes. It actually takes you to go deeper within you. The Lord will take you deeper within you where it's so, so uncomfortable. And now you sort of go far from the way other people, they operate. Sometimes you're not even sure. You know what I'm saying? And it becomes dusty, it becomes dark. You're not even sure that the Lord is with you, but he's in control. You see what I'm saying? But right there, what you're not seeing is that you're almost close. You're actually going to get your own goal. That's one thing that I realized with myself. You know, so most of the times it just means that it's going to be a journey of you being alone. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a journey of you going through the selfishness with you, like the debt that you have to go through when you're searching for gold and all that. You're gonna go through things that you don't like about yourself. You see what I'm saying? You're gonna go through certain things within yourself that you never even thought they were part of yourself. You see what I'm saying? And that's the thing. But the most important thing, I believe that if you're able to go deeper within you and you don't give up after all seeing the mess that you have within you, it doesn't matter what you go through. On the outside, you will always overcome. You will always overcome. So that's a bigger picture. That's a bigger picture. It's a big picture. And the question is, how far are you within yourself? Have you started digging within yourself? Have you started, you know, realizing that there might be so much within you? Imagine we look even more complicated. I know that you have like your tectonic plates going down, but that's a bit far from where we are to the ground. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes, but I don't feel like, even though there are different layers going to the ground and stuff can happen, but all I'm saying is that I feel like we're still even more complicated than, you know, the ground that we stand on, we walk on. Do you understand what I'm saying? So my point is that if the ground itself has so much value because it has gold and stuff like that, surely there's something that's greater within us. You see what I'm saying? And that's when now you even start learning to be patient with yourself. That's where, because you can never say, I love this. You can never say that you love yourself unless you have gone through certain things in your life that are a mess, that challenge you to hate yourself, to give up on yourself. You see what I, and I believe that the moment you find yourself right there in things that make you hate yourself, in things that can lead, that tempt you to reject yourself. And, but even right there, when you're in the midst of those things, but you're still able to say, I love myself, I support myself. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't be, let me give an example. You can be, maybe you don't like the fact that, you know, you're not delivering at work, or you're coming late, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? And, because the reason why I'm saying whatever it is because you know yourself. You see what I'm saying? You always, someone just bumps you and then you're angry. You see what I'm saying? So there are many things. There are many things that you think about. If they found out that I think this way, if they found out that this is how I'm thinking, this is what I was thinking, you know, yesterday, or this is what I did. You know what I'm saying? And right there, you start to hate yourself. You start to look down at yourself. You start to feel like a failure. You see what I'm saying? But you know one thing that I realized? Because it was a big journey, and I'm so thankful I didn't understand. The biggest person I've ever judged in my life was myself. You'll be surprised. Was myself. The biggest person I've ever judged in my life. I can actually say I judge God more than I judge myself, because by judging God, I was actually judging God's creation, which I was created by God. You see what I'm saying? So, but I was judging God based on the work that he never did in my life, but was done by the enemy. I feel like I'm preaching. But anyway, so what I'm saying is that I judge myself so much that I condemn myself to death. I started having suicidal thoughts as a believer. Imagine, as a believer. So when someone commits suicide, that means those people, they have looked at their lives and they have judged their lives, and they've come to a point where they say, that's it. I'm messed up. And guess what? I'm condemning myself to death. So they judge themselves to death. You see what I'm saying? So that's exactly what happened. But when we get to that's my point. Will you still love yourself when you get to a point where you can end up, you know, where, in fact, where you get to things that can cause you to judge yourself to death, to condemn yourself to death? Can you still love yourself in that moment, you know, in that field, in that environment? And I believe that we can never say that we love ourselves if we have never been there, because you find that most of us, if we get there, we will actually commit suicide. You see what I'm saying? We'll actually be people walking and we look good on the outside, as Peter was speaking to women in the Bible, but I believe he's also speaking to us. But inside we empty, we drowning. In fact, we're dead. We're just walking. Do you understand what I'm saying? But we actually dead. There's no passion. We're tired, weary, all that. And now if you say you love yourself, but you have never been there, I think your love for yourself is conditional. Because it's only depending on the condition. Interesting. Interesting. And when we get to that point where it's darker, when the people who are doing mine, the workers, they get down to the ground and it seems scary and it seems impossible and they're doing their work, but they get the goal, they don't give up. It's the same thing. That when we get now to that point where there are things that are tempting us to kill ourselves, to hate ourselves, to, you know, you're beefing with yourself like this, you're calling yourself with names within you. No one sees you. You're drowning. You're alone. It's sad. It's scary. It's bad. You know what? But with Jesus, you're able to stand there and then you start loving yourself. And right there, that's where you get gold. So I guess you are inspired, and may the Lord bless you, because we have come now to that point where we're ending the show. Let's talk, Luando. Yes. So I believe that you are blessed. I'm giving opportunity right now at this moment to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can close your eyes and say, I've been running away from myself. But it's like you have a pimple on your face and you're trying to run away from this pimple. But the problem is that the moment you get to the other side of the country, it's still on your face. And that's the thing. If you don't deal with it, if you don't accept Jesus Christ, you will always go through life with this burden within you, with this rejection that you're actually giving to yourself. You see? So now Jesus is the right place to be. He is the right person to save you, because he comes from God and God had a plan, and that plan is not just unfolded in Christ, it's not just revealed in Christ, but it is fulfilled in Christ by the power, the Spirit of God, yes, the Holy Spirit. So right now, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and I believe you will be blessed for the rest of your life. I'm not promising you a perfect life, but I'm promising you someone who is perfect, Jesus Christ. Right now, close your eyes, pray this prayer, say, Dear Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. With all my heart, I believe, Lord. I confess with my mouth that you are the Son of God. And right now, you are seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yeah, I believe again and again and again, over and over, that you are blessed.
On Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM, and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.